The Mouthless by Marcel Schwab. They were both picked up, side by side, on the burnt grass. Their clothes had flown to shreds. The conflagration of the powder had extinguished the colour of the numbers. The nickel-silver plates were crumbled. They looked like two pieces of human dough. For the same sharp fragment of sheet steel, hissing obliquely, had swept away their faces, so that they lay on the tufts of grass like a double stump with a red head. The aide-major who piled them into the carriage took them mainly out of curiosity. The blow, in fact, was singular. They had no nose, no cheekbones, no lips left. The eyes had sprung out of the shattered sockets, the mouth opened like a funnel, a bloody hole with the severed tongue vibrating with a shudder. One could imagine such a strange life without figure. The skulls, covered with close-cropped hair, bore two red plates, simultaneously and similarly carved, with hollows at the eye sockets, and three holes for the mouth and nose. They received the names of Sangel numéro 1 and Sangel numéro 2 at the ambulance. An English surgeon who was doing goodwill service was surprised at the case and took an interest in it. He anointed the wounds and bandaged them, made stitches, operated the extraction of the splinters, kneaded this porridge of meat, and thus built two caps of flesh, concave and red, identically perforated at the bottom, like the bowls of exotic pipes. Placed in two beds, side by side, the two faceless stained the sheets with a double rounded scar, gigantic and meaningless. The eternal immobility of this wound had a mute pain. The severed muscles did not even react on the seams. The terrible shock had destroyed the sense of hearing. However, they both recovered. Slowly, surely, they learned to direct their gestures, to develop their arms, to bend their legs to sit, to move the hardened gums which still covered their cemented jaws. They had a pleasure, which one recognized by sharp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?